Welcome, everybody, to the big call. It's Tuesday, May 13th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And tonight will be a little bit different because it's Sue and I on the call until about quarter to the next hour. And that's when Bob should be in. And Bob's on remote location in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and he's there for part of a mastermind awards-type ceremony, yes, where he will be conferred some award for having started the mastermind group in the Tampa, St. Pete, Sarasota area of Florida. But this particular meeting is in Dallas-Fort Worth area. So we miss Bob for the early part of the call, but we should catch him somewhere around quarter of, give or take. Okay, so that I wanted to get that out to everybody. Sue, let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to your to you for a beautiful teaching, okay? Well, here we go. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for calling us to be here at this time and place to receive the blessing that you've planned for us before the foundation of the world. And we feel special, but we feel special because this calling was not for everybody. Not everyone has responded to what we have done. But thank you that those of us who are participating in this will be blessed. And thank you for the blessing that's coming, and it should be an outrageous blessing that we'll be able to use to level the playing field around the world, to uplift other people that are less fortunate, and in Rebuild America, Rebuild International, we should be really helping everybody. So we thank you for that opportunity that we have, and for all of the projects that everybody has planned. Thank you for those witty inventions, those ideas. Thank you that we can go forward confident in what we know. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And Sue, it's a special time. I'm sorry Bob's not here to hear this, but let's see what you found for us for a teaching tonight.
Thank you, Bruce. And that was a beautiful prayer.
Well, thank you.
Have you ever wondered why we so seldom see God do great things? Perhaps you heard or read about someone else's remarkable answer to a prayer, and you asked yourself how that person had the faith to pray that boldly. Maybe you're wondering what makes that person's prayer so powerful and effective. If that's you, you're not alone. In Luke 11, it says that after the disciples watched Jesus praying in a certain place, they were stirred with a desire to pray like he did. They recognized the intimacy of his prayers to his Father, how vital it was to his life, how bold he was and what he asked for, which was so different from the morning and evening prayers the Pharisees and religious leaders recited in the synagogues. It was how Jesus prayed and what Jesus prayed that impressed them to ask him to teach them to pray. Jesus taught them what we know. Now at the Lord's Prayer, he started off saying, "Our Father in heaven." The prayer goes on to talk about our daily bread, protection from evil, and forgiving others. But it's significant that before we ask for our needs, before we ask for protection and guidance, God says, "I want you to acknowledge who you are. I want you to see yourself as my child." Learning to pray bold begins with saying, "God, I know who I am. I belong to you. You're my Father. You created me. You love me. You care for me. You protect me. You favor me. If you don't know who you are, the rest of this prayer is not going to be effective because you know you're like his child. You can ask in faith for your daily bread, your protection, and your guidance. Because of who you are, you can stay in peace, knowing that your Father will do for you more than you can ask, think, or imagine. I've learned that how you pray determines what kind of life you live. If you only pray small, ordinary, get-by prayers, you'll live a small, ordinary, get-by life. There's nothing wrong with those prayers, but Scripture says that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask for or think. When you have the boldness to ask the Creator of the universe, the Most High God, your Father in heaven, for big things, you will see the greatness of God's power and love. You'll discover how to pray God-sized prayers, and I'll challenge you to ask for the abundant, overflowing, more than enough life that God has for you. If you want to make God happy, if you want to put a smile on God's face, it's time to take the limits off and dare to pray bold. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. I like that teaching a lot. I think it's great how we are instructed to pray. And it was only an example. The Lord's Prayer, Jesus said, well, pray like this, you know. It's not the prayer we're to pray all the time. It's a great prayer. But what God really wants is our hearts. He wants our hearts. So when we pray, he wants us to be real. He wants to talk with him just as if we're walking together in the cool of the day. You know? And it's like, if we can just, and we don't have to be highly stylized in our language. You know, we just have to be genuine, to be authentic, to be real with God. He already knows who we are, how we talk, how we think. He knows all that. But, you know, he wants fellowship with us. He wants us as his children to care for him, to listen to him, to obey, meaning to hear and do accordingly. Obedience is more about listening than anything else. And I just think it's so cool that we can do that and have a personal relationship with the Creator of the universe through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then when Jesus went up to be to ascend to the Father, he said he would send another. He would send the Comforter, which is God the Holy Spirit, which is the third part of the triune God. God the Father, God the Son, that was Jesus, and God the Holy Spirit. And so that Holy Spirit, if we believe in Christ and we accept what he did on the cross and the fact that he was resurrected on the third day and rose again from the dead, if we believe that and we confess that with our mouths, then Jesus said we would be saved. Now, the thing that's cool about that is that when we make that confession, that's when the Holy Spirit comes into our lives. And that's when it comes into and it resides with your spirit. Because your spirit, without that activation, is dead to the things of God. But when you accept Christ, the Holy Spirit activates your spirit and makes it alive. It quickens. The Bible uses the term quicken. It quickens your mortal body. It quickens your spirit. It makes it come alive. So our spirits are alive to the things of God, and we can pray with authority and with boldness, you know, thanking God with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. You know, go by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So if we go and we're thanking God for all the various things that we have and everything we're going to have and all that, then I think God likes that. He likes the fact that we thank him for it, and then we should ask whatever it is we should ask for. Because I think that's really an important thing. And I know a lot of times we'll pray and we'll just, oh, God, can I have this? Please give me this. It's like a little kid looking for candy. I don't think that's really the way to go, but God wants us to fellowship with him, to talk with him, you know, and to be listening to the Holy Spirit, that still small voice that we hear, you know, not the kitty cat that I'm listening to right now, but, you know, that still small voice is the Holy Spirit talking with us, prompting us to say things and to have fellowship with God. So that's what I got out of the teaching, Sue, so far. Don't let me preach on. I'll go all night. But I enjoyed that. I thought it was really good. You know, it put us in a position where we know God wants the intimacy. He wants us to pray. He wants us to be, you know, close to him. Jesus says, I am closer to you than a brother. You know, than your own brother, your own flesh and blood. And that's amazing to me. Well, Sue, tell me how you think this teaching went, and did it prompt anything in you that you can talk to us about?
Well, it did, which is why I chose it. And then I always really enjoy how, and I think this is going to be the future, how when we're together with others, like listening to, you know, what you got out of the teaching, it helped me to expand the teaching even further. So what I got out of what you said, Bruce, which was very, I think, accurate, is that, and the purpose for choosing this particular teaching is that people have the opportunity to walk in the presence of God every moment of their life.
That's right.
Not just praying when they're in, not just praying when they're, you know, in need.
In need, yeah.
But the practice is to be noticing when you're going into, I call it local thought or local prayer, just kind of what everybody's thinking, consensus reality. That's not God thinking. That's not God thinking. And so what I liked about this teaching, and when we look to Christ, to me the goal is to become like Christ. So that you say, the Father and I are one. That's the, you know, that's the goal, especially when we get to move out of survival thinking, which restricted our access to our nervous. When you're in survival, your nervous system can't really download as much of the Holy Spirit as if you're open, you're in a field of bliss, you're in a peaceful receiving state of boldness. And so what I liked about this is that I've had the privilege of getting to meet some people that really, and that was my job, to expand what God could do through them, through their projects. What you're doing with Rebuild America, you didn't make it, oh, let's just do a few little places. You were like, no, God wants me to do great things. God wants me to allow, when you started this call, it was thousands of people, which was still very big, mm-hmm. but now it's mm-hmm. millions of people.
That's
and
right.
that's where it's allowing God, and you're a good model, because the way you're doing it is not about, and I'm going to be talking about this in my special edition segment, heads up.
Ooh.
You're not doing it so you abandon yourself. You didn't stress out to get this call to do what it's doing. You allowed God to expand, to be great. You didn't hesitate. You didn't get nervous, nor did I. I never think about him that, you know, this voice that you're hearing right now is mm-hmm. is like moving through the energy to reach people. I never think about that. That's God. That's for God to think about. So when we pray boldly, it's to expand what we think is possible. And that's the thing I wanted everybody on this call to hear. Allow yourself to receive that expansion. Allow yourself to think of cosmic things. Allow yourself to think of new technologies that can do this, that can do that. Allow yourself to think that you can control the rain. So it rains, you know, maybe in the midnight hours so that people can be out enjoying things. Allow yourself to think in bold ways and to receive in bold ways and pray in bold ways. That's what I got out of it.
Well, I think that's terrific, Sue. That sounds really good. I enjoyed that. I'm glad you got something out of that teaching like I did as well, and I know everybody did, because, you know, prayer is important. Prayer is just talking with God. It's not reciting something in a book. It's just being genuine and being honest with God about, you know, what's going on in your life. And you're thinking, of course, praying for other people and not just yourself. It's not about you. It's about everyone. And so it's a really good thing to keep that in mind when you pray. And that's why we have prayer and praise requests. Praise reports and prayer requests. That's why we have that on this call, so we can pray for other people. Sue, I like that. I think you did a great job with that. Thank you again. And I think it's time to see if we have any praise reports. And I have one prayer request I'd like to make before we get started on those, Sue, when you're ready. You want to look something up and let me go?
No, it's very easy. Why don't you go ahead?
Okay. Well, I've told you guys about a friend of mine named Gary he did have a third stroke, and he needs surgery tomorrow. He's going in he's in the hospital now. He's been in there for, gosh, I think about a week. And he's making progress, but tomorrow they're going to do an angioplasty in probably it's the carotid artery. It's in his neck. And then they'll put a stent in and do all that deal. So, hey, that really could help circulation, oxygen to the brain, all of that. I get it, especially if it's blocked. It's probably pretty well blocked. So I'm praying right now for Gary to get through the surgery and flying colors and regain all of his mental acuity. So, Lord God, that's what I'm thinking about. That's what I'm praying for. That's what I'm speaking into the universe, that Gary would be completely healed in this area of his body, and that the effects of the stroke would be null and void, that he'd come through the surgery with flying colors and then be able to breathe normally, get plenty of oxygen to the brain, get full function, and get his mental acuity completely back. And we ask this in the name of the Most High God. We ask this in the name of the great physician, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome, Bruce. So we have from Pastor Scott, praise and prayer.
All right.
Praise tonight for scripture. In John 1:54, it says, I am the vine, you're the branch. Dwell in me, and I in you, and you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So Big Call Universe, never stop abiding in God. We'll need God in and with us as we do our part in rebuilding the world. My prayer is that you stay close to God. Invite him in all our stuff. It's all about Jesus. Be blessed. Love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Wow. And thank you, Pastor Scott. That was really good. Let me comment on it, Sue. I love that. And, you know, abide is a word we don't really use very much, but it means, you know, it's kind of your abode is your home. You know, it's like live close with God. Live with him in your life. And I love that. That's really good, Pastor Scott. Thank you for that good information for us to do and how we're supposed to be when we go and we rebuild internationally, rebuild the whole world as a result of this. That's what we're here for. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Pastor Scott.
You're welcome, Bruce. And here is a prayer request from Bishop Walter and Pastor Leah Ritchie out of the Philippines, their church, the First Assembly of God's Church. We've been fighting sick and attacks in many ways. However, we're also seeing many people come to the Lord. Revival among the young adults and teens, and blessings to you. You can check out our church on Facebook, Ag Nazareth, YouTube, Ag Nazareth. If you know anyone who would like to come visit and minister here, please let us know. We are expecting you guys. And the RV, do you know if there will be redemption centers in the Philippines? We'll let you deal
in
with that.
In the Philippines.
Right now.
Okay.
Yeah, but let me finish the prayer. And so let's do this. Let's just pray for their beautiful church, the First Assembly of God, and for Walter and Leah. And we see their church. We see the people that heard about their church. And we see their church, their homes, everything that they're doing, all the people that they're serving, being surrounded in the light of Christ, all the intentions and blessings of everyone listening on this call. And that lifts and cleanses any residue, any sick, any attack. All of that is being cleansed by the purifying, clearing, empowering light of Christ that clears, releases, and dissolves all distortion, all attack, and all that comes against them in any way, and replaces it with blessing, favor, beauty, and fulfillment in everything they do. In Jesus' name we say amen.
Amen.
I've got a close friend
that travels from the Tulsa area to the Philippines 2 or 3 times a year and has like 25 or 30 churches all over the Philippines. And the AG, you know, Assembly of God, AG churches, sometimes they call them AOG, sometimes just AG. That's what he was saying as far as his address goes. So, yeah, that's fantastic. That's good. I appreciate that prayer, Sue. Thank you.
And we don't have, this is very odd, genie.
No, don't,
I don't
tell
know
me.
Where
we don't have a genie?
Yeah. Yep. Nothing from genie. I know. It's strange.
Genie's got a sign on her email that says, gone fishing. So.
Yeah, maybe gone fishing. So we're just going to abort. What we can do is just bless Jeannie for all that she has done when she was doing it. Maybe she's gone away, or maybe her computer's down, and Jeannie, we're just sending a deep. We're filling in that space because there is no void. We're filling in that space with appreciation and love and deep acknowledgement of your contribution to this call. And that
right.
is our praise and prayer.
Praise
segment.
And prayer for tonight. Yeah. Thank you, Sue. Yeah, Jeannie, I hope you're doing okay. Like Sue said, we've kind of missed you. But look forward to whatever it is you bring in every time. Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Sue, you did wrap up a class last week.
Wasn't
people are still interested. What's that?
I guess it was last week. It seems like. Yeah, I guess.
Is it longer
okay.
than that?
What, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't
okay.
know. Time is so weird. So now I know people are still interested in, you know, the two courses that are being asked for and sent out by email. I know you're getting people that still want the MedBed 100 and the Quantum 100, Quantum Leader Future Founder course. Really good. Have you got anything else that's new that you want to talk about for us tonight?
Well, yes, I do. And we're going to call this the Annals of Amazing because, you know, when you're hearing about the MedBed 100 or you're hearing about the Quantum 100 course, it's just something that, you know, people, they go, what is it? What is this about? So I really want to make this sort of a special edition and say I'm going to start with a testimonial. And the testimonial is this. It says, hi, Sue. Hope you're doing well. This is Janie reaching out to you again. The MedBed information was awesome. We read and listen to it over and over. We're very excited. Please invoice for Quantum Leadership. So here's what's different. You know, there's information and then there's really big information. Really big information. So the MedBed 100 is what is going to expand and make it possible and make you bold and prepared for the one shot you get at being your future self in Christ. What do you look like? What can you do? What gifts do you bring? What would you dream of if you could? You could be anything you wanted. That's mm-hmm. what the MedBed 100 does. The Quantum Leadership, very few people really understand the immense significance of when everybody has money and you're not, and all the systems around you are going to be changing, how much authority, how much creativity, and how much sovereignty, meaning you're going to be making choices for the first time in your life that have to align with a world that is going to be under new rules. How big can you create? How devotedly can you create? How can you create? Please write this down. Here's the difference. How can you, I mean this like with the deepest part of my heart, how can you create with devotion without abandoning yourself? That is the biggest principle. This is the thing that I came up with. The biggest thing that humanity is going to be learning how to do. Look at what President Trump is doing for America. Is not overgiving at the expense of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The way we're going to create and have to design, everything is going to be about going inside yourself, thinking about, okay, if I could be at my best and I could contribute to my family, to my husband, to this, without overgiving to fill them up, which is their responsibility, how am I going to do this so that I inspire and come from my fullness, my devotion, my greatest version of myself, because only I can do that. Only I can access all the love of God. That is in the Quantum 100 program. So if you're interested in those two programs, they take you out of the conventional thinking. They take you into the practical and the visionary understanding that you're going to need to really thrive in a new world where people are going to be very, very, most people are going to be confused, because all of a sudden they're going to be flooded with a lot of choices, and there's a lot of research. When you have a lot of choices and you're having to kind of merge the old and the new, people can get bogged down by it. So that's why we created those two programs. They're very powerful. Everybody loves them. And so all you have to do is send us an email if you want to step into the future to Integrated Minds, I-N-T-E-G-R-A-T-E-D, Minds, at hushmail.com, and just put whether you want MedBed and Quantum, put your name, your telephone number, and if you have PayPal or not. And that takes care of that. So now, this is something we are really excited about. I'm surrounded by people who are into things like quantum neurobiology, like quantum, you could kind of say Christ neurobiology, because quantum consciousness, quantum computing is really the living Christ energy. But these are scientists that are exploring how we learn, how we feel, how we may be developing new medicines and things. And I get to play with them. And I know one person, co-pilot, who knows this definition called Andy. And Andy is Aggregate Nutrient Density Index. And it was started by a gentleman, which is why it is too bad that Bob isn't here, because he'd be very excited by this concept, who is a researcher and a nutritionist. And he started noticing that we were measuring food for calories and all sorts of things, but we weren't noticing how food nourishes us, what kinds of food, the micronutrients. And so it's an index. It's literally a way of grading the quality of your food, the quality of your what you're taking in, and how it nourishes you. So if you go to a Whole Foods, you're going to see an Andy index. So what is going to be the most important thing going forward for people when you have all the money in the world, when you have all the possibility in the world? What do you think is going to be the most important thing, Bruce, for people to really understand to thrive?
Well, there's several things, but I think with all the money in the world and all of the potential to do any number of great things for humanity, let's say it that way, I think a lot of it's going to be based on how you feel inside. In other words, how's your health? That's a big factor. We have good health, good sleep, and so on. But how you use your time. How you use your time. Are you giving out so much that you have no time for yourself? No time to improve and to relax and to enjoy this great earth that God's given us? You know, I don't know. That's kind of where I'm coming from on it.
Yeah, that's really good. Let's everybody get their pen down, because I'll have to incorporate it, if I can, into the class. It's going to be about your attention, but it's going to be about the quality of your connection. It's going to be about especially if you're leading a mission, a community, or wanting to have the best, it's going to be about relationships and the quality of your intimacy with God and relationships.
That's right.
So we have indexes for physical health. We have indexes for economic resilience and global happiness. But we don't have, just like the Andy index was about micronutrients, it was getting really close to what your body needs. So guess what we came up with? We came up with INDI, I-N-D-I, which stands for Intimacy Nutrient Density Index. And we're going to launch a class on, let's see here, Tuesday the 20th, the 21st. This is another special edition class, 20th. 21st and 22nd, as long as the numbers are not out, which is basically going to show you the precision science. Remember, this is me getting to work with people that know how to actually drive, embody, get the skills that you're going to need to have intimacy in your life, with your spouse, with the people you're coming across, so that you're living in this nourished, beautiful, intimate understanding of what to look for in relationship. So the quality of relationship is going to go up, and how to be that. Let's say you're in relationship and the depth of that intimacy and that connection just isn't there. And I know this is why we created this course, because over the past really 3 years, I've heard that in the background. The people are concerned when they go through this that their relationships are going to be challenged. And so what this class is designed to do is it's going to teach you the skill of how you really get nourished on a relational level. And it's going to do it so you can actually leave this class. Think about, you know, do you feel close? Do you feel happy? Do you feel nourished first within yourself? And then do you feel like you know how to inspire or be that connection that would inspire your spouse to go deeper with you? Your friendships to go deeper with you, to use the latest in the principles that are in the MedBed, the frequency-based principles, Christ principles, and teach you things like emotional intimacy. What does intimacy look like when there's reciprocity? So that you can actually know, this is what I need and say to be nourished. I need to be healthy. I want healthy relationships in my life, in my teams, and all around me. So if you're interested, I'm going to be sending this out, let's see, on Thursday as the class to people that usually take these classes. But if you're interested as a creative person who wants more refined connection and depth, for people that you know that they want to have, they want to live in amazing relationships way better than the ho-hum relationships. And this is going to be based on the latest science of how you can, and in 3 nights you're going to get the principles and the skills that you can say, okay, I deserve to have this beautiful relationship with myself and with God. I deserve to know that if I can hold that in myself and own that, that people are around me are going to move to that level of intimacy I have, that level of healthiness, or they're going to fade away. And then thirdly, how am I going to get that into my team So we're moving like a pod. We're moving like a school of fish because we're close, we're connected, and I've known how to select, refine, and hold the space to be intimate. So if you want to participate in this really redesigning your inner system for intimacy, clarity, and regenerative connection, if you'd like to participate in that, all you have to do is send us an email to integratedminds, integrated minds, at hushmail.com, and just put INDI, I-N-D-I, Intimacy Nutrient Density Index, and you're going to get our graded compass and learn the skills that are based on the latest research from the healthiest, happiest, and most deeply nourishing relationships. And we're going to turn this into, this became a project like over a couple of months of researching this. This is going to go into our projects. So it's something we're very, very excited about. Because what if we really knew, instead of focusing on what was wrong with people, their attachment disorders, their this disorders, their that, we had them focus on the qualities that create high intimacy nutrient density, like really quality relationship. So if that's you, if you want to think, I want to redesign, everything is going to be redesigned. We're just the people that like to do it before the RV just starts. And if you're a person, this is all you have to ask. The people that invest in themselves have high intimacy nutrient density index. And they're going to be people that are going to look to you and they're going to say, have you invested in the skills of developing quality relationships? I know that I am. If somebody hasn't learned how to be in a relationship, we didn't see our parents do it. It hasn't been done before. But if you don't have those skills, you better start learning them now, because people are not going to, they're not going to be looking for just ho-hum. They're going to be looking for something that ignites them, inspires them, connects them deeply to their purpose. And if that's you, we hope we see you on the class next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the 20th, 21st, and 22nd. INDI, high I-N-D-I. Nutrient density, intimacy nutrient density for your best relationships now.
Mm-hmm. And Sue, it's interesting. People can send you, what time is it, Sue?
9:44.
Okay, 1 minute. I'm glad, first of all, that you and I have done that inner work, Sue. That's really important.
That's so funny. You're welcome.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna laugh, but it's so good that we've done that work, and of course Bob's done that work too. But I know people are gonna
Let's be really authentic. You've been around a lot of that work. It's the really accurate way to say it.
You guys, Sue doesn't think I've gone deep enough, but I have in a lot of ways. All right, now here's the thing. Before Bob comes in, which I think he's probably there laughing right now, they need to send you an email also with Andy, I-N-D-I, in the subject, and just say, I'm in for the next class.
I'm in. Yeah, just say I'm in.
I'm in. That's right. I'm in.
Yeah, and understand that if the numbers come out, which there's a high degree, unfortunately, you'll just have to hear about it. You'll just have to hear about it when one of our projects says, oh my God, these guys are outperforming. They're the happiest people in the world because they did this intimacy nutrient density index training.
That's right. Okay. Thank you, Sue. Bob, I hope you're out there laughing in the wings from the restaurant.
I am.
There you are.
I'm
can
here.
Can turn you up
Bob.
At all?
Wait. I just have to tell. I have to tell
Wait.
Bob that he missed. We went into Andy, aggregate nutrient density index, and we went over to intimacy nutrient density index, a project that I'm launching, Bob. So,
good.
And it was all. Yeah, is that fun? I knew you would like it.
Very nice.
That's Sue's next class too, Bob. That's her next
oh,
course.
Gosh.
Set
awesome.
For next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. No number
Bob.
Prevailing. However, Bob, talk to us. I told everybody you'd be at a quarter of the hour. You're right there, right on time. You got a limited amount of time to be on the call. But tell us how it's going at the Mastermind Awards thing in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yeah, so I had the call on my phone with the sound turned down, and in between bites, I would pick up the phone and listen.
Oh, that's so cool.
Thank you.
And so just
Good.
As I was getting, just as it was time to get on, they brought my check. So I gave my credit card to my friend Marlon and said, here, sign my name. Take care of my bill. So he's doing that right now while I'm walking outside in the parking lot.
All right, cool. So how's
Good.
Everything going all right at the conference? Things
yeah.
going well?
Yeah. This is the second day, and, really quite amazing what, the updates we're getting from various people and meeting new people. And, Kevin Harrington was here today to give an update on the projects he's working on. And because some of the projects he does that were related to Zig Ziglar and other people, the board of advisors helped him with, so he came to give us an update. And there's a lot of other new things, new and better red light technology that Jonathan Otto created. That they've been able to figure out the specific wavelengths that help with specific diseases. So they know, for example, now which red wavelengths will cure Hashimoto's disease. And they know the wavelength that will cure certain types of breast cancer and prostate cancer. So he's built a red light technology that has all the frequencies of the most common things. That one light panel can help with all those things. And, Jonathan flew 19 hours from Australia to bring those. He brought those lights with him, these panels.
Him,
and he and his brother flew from Australia to make their presentation today.
Excellent.
And so there's lots of new things going on. Really, really incredible technologies in robotics and different things in healthcare. And the thing about the Board of Advisors, it's not just inventors, but it's actually the people that are implementing the technologies and making them a reality. And all different kinds of things that are going to revolutionize our world. Simple things from how you use a credit card that you would think would be very boring and mundane, but when you listen to the presenters, it's like in the future that this is the way you're going to pay for things. And oh, by the way, here's what's going on with, the new sovereign fund for the United States and the backing of cryptocurrencies and what's going to happen in the future. And very, very fun stuff. And
very cool.
Got to meet Benjamin Lee, who has a really cool company that does blood testing for, 1,000 elements related to your blood, and he'll give you a report and talk to you on the phone tell you what you're deficient in,
mm-hmm.
and what you need to pay attention to. And tomorrow he's got a phlebotomist coming that's going to test everybody at the Board of Advisors, like 120 people.
Right.
So that's kind of tough. It's been a couple of days, and tomorrow it'll be the third day, and then there'll be two more days after that. So.
Right, yeah. Sounds like a full week, really.
Yeah, I'm not sure which day I'll be presenting, but I volunteered to be a stand-in, like to not have a set time, but to be ready at any moment to jump up and make the presentation.
Oh, and, that'd be great, yeah. You can just do it at a moment's notice.
Because you need a couple of people that will agree to do that. When you have a five-day, 120-person thing. And since I was the original first member of that mastermind, and so I know Mike, the founder, really well, and we just get together and say, yeah, man, just bring me up when you need me, when when there's a slot.
Yeah.
And so sometime in the next 3 days, I'll let people know the new stuff that's coming, that's already here. Better let them know about MyAtol.
Sure.
Most people, of course, in the Board of Advisors have never heard of it before, yet the Big Call listeners have.
Sure they have.
So, Board of Advisors play second fiddle to the Big Call.
Right. Well, thank you, Bob. That's really cruel. Yeah. I just can't believe it. So, Bob, that's going to be great. And you'll be getting an award of some kind, won't you, being the original founder of this mastermind group?
Well, there's a few of us here that were there, 10 years ago when it first started. I'd say one, two, three, four, five, about five of the original 13 people. And so it'll be a joint thing, little ceremony, not necessarily an award.
Yeah.
But an acknowledgement ceremony. The week goes by. But there's lots of really great new people, robotics engineers, and really, really cool, investor vehicle scientists, and like every possible thing you can imagine in regard to entrepreneurialism and startup businesses. And things that nobody else has ever thought of before. So a presenter will come up and say, well, I've got this going on and that going on, and no one else in the audience has ever heard of it before.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are brand new inventions that operational entrepreneurs are actually bringing to the marketplace, not just ideas, but
actual
that type of thing. So it's really fun to watch. You're watching kind of the evolution of engineering and science and entrepreneurialism, right there before your eyes. And then what happens is each person that makes a presentation, the others in the audience give feedback. Hey, I know somebody that if I introduce you to this person, he could help you with that, and this person knows how to use the AI system called Claude, and we can solve that problem for you in the next 24 hours using Claude. And this will happen with that and that. And all of a sudden, everybody in the mastermind, their business capability is all elevated up from the energy, the connections, and the intelligence of the rest of the group that can see things from another perspective. They're not in that business. They're above it, beyond it, and they can go, hey, I know somebody, I met 2 years ago. I'll call him and introduce you, and he can help you solve that problem right there.
It's excellent, Bob. That is so cool.
So that's how these things go. And And then afterwards, you know, like right now, and then afterwards, you know, you kind of split up into groups of 10 or 20 and go out to dinner mm-hmm. at the different restaurants. So we're at the Spirit Grill tonight.
Okay.
And
that's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
And it's walking distance from the hotel. So
from the hotel. Let me ask you, are you can you think if there's anything we need to know in terms of sales or anything that you've introduced that we need to be aware of for the call?
Well, just the same sales are still going on. You know, we still have the extra 10% off of new auto ships.
Okay.
So you can get 20 in total. And we still have the free barley when people get their collagen.
Mm-hmm.
And also the extra 10% off the clarity factor.
Yeah.
And then we have the combo pack, you know, the ancient herb
bundle.
With the
ancient herb bundle. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Has the ashwagandha and olive leaf extract and turmeric. And that's half price when you get that bundle.
Yeah,
so
that's a real deal.
Those sales are still cooking right now.
Okay.
And will be, you know, till after I get back, which will be, you know, next week. I'll be back on Saturday. So starting Monday, we'll take a look and see how those sales are going, if it looks like everybody that was interested got what they needed, and then we'll switch and put something else on sale so other people have a chance to get what they need at a discount.
Okay.
And that's kind of how we do it. It's like, all right, let's watch and see. We know certain people will buy collagen. Let's do this. And then after they've had a chance, then it's like some people don't buy collagen, but they might buy barley. So then we'll switch to a different sale. So constantly different people have opportunities to get the discounts.
Exactly.
And so that's what people might want to know. And if you have any question about it or you get onto the website, you know, just call up, and Stephanie and Lucy are both, you know, working this week, and so is Jim. And so just give a call and get any help you need.
Okay, Bob. That sounds super. Are you going to get together with some folks tonight after dinner, and are you going to head on up to the room?
No, there's actually a nice event going on in the auditorium at the hotel where there's a gentleman that's going to be leading a prayer service. And so people are going to reconvene there in about an hour.
Wonderful.
And,
that's terrific.
Get together with them. Yep.
Oh, that's great, Bob. Well, enjoy it and enjoy your time down there, Bob. I'm glad you were able to check in and join us on the call tonight. And, you know, being on remote location in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, that's great. Good to hear from you, really. And I want everybody to realize.
My pleasure.
You're welcome, Bob. You're welcome. Thanks for coming in. I want everybody to know how you get to Bob's website is you go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. When you go to that site, you'll see a homepage with a banner at the top that says Boomers, and that's a direct link into Bob's website. So click on it, take it right into Bob's site, and then you'll be able to go through all the products on sale, be able to look at the auto ship feature, which they call subscribe and save, and you know, take advantage of it. I know a lot of people have added Myatrol to their subscribe and save or their auto ship. And it's the kind of thing that I ran out of, and I was so happy when we got it back in, and I don't ever want to run out of it because it is that good of a new product for us. So keep that aware. Now, remember, of course, there is the phone numbers on the website, on Bob's site, but if you want to put it in your phone just to have it, it's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. All right, so use that. You've got Lucy and Stephanie and Jim, you know, that are receiving those calls. And if you call up and they're on the phone, all you have to do is leave a quick message with your name and phone number. They'll call you right back. And even I have to do that sometimes and leave a quick message, and then Stephanie calls me right back as soon as she can. So I want everybody to be aware of that. Take advantage of these sales. I love that bundle sale. That is really good on ashwagandha, on turmeric, and on olive leaf extract. All very good products, and they're basically half price. They're really, really affordable at $59.95, I think it would be, somewhere in that range, for all three. Right, Bob?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Very affordable. Well, kind of wish we were there with you, Bob, because it would be fun to hang with the group and go out to this worship service tonight. I think that'll be a lot of fun. So you guys are having a great time down there, and you deserve it, man. Wonderful. So let me tell you guys, as far as Intel is concerned, let's see if we can bring ourselves up to speed. First of all, a lot of the sources that we have shut down. They're not allowed to talk. They're not allowed to give us updates. But we do the best we can with the ones that we can still get to or can get to us. That's a good sign, though. When things get quiet and they say we're too close to share this, that, and the other, we're too close, it's a good sign. Now, we've heard from a few different people. I'll just cut to what we're getting directly from the Redemption Center leader. In one of the Redemption Centers, we talked to about six Redemption Center leaders. And by the way, certain individuals online are telling you to go to banks. There's no Redemption Centers. Well, they just don't know what we know, do they? I mean, come on. You know, the banks are okay, but they're not going to give you the same highest rates on dong and dinar that the Redemption Centers will. Some of the other rates might be the same, but I can tell you, we know, because we get the rates on the bank screens and on the Redemption Center screens. We get both of them. And there's a big contrast sometimes between the dong rate on the screen and the dong rate on the Redemption Center screen. There's a difference, big difference. I would not try it for a minute. I would only use the toll-free number and set up your appointment with the Redemption Center. They're run in this country, in the U.S., by Wells Fargo, and in other countries, it's HSBC. In Central and South America, it would be on Santander Bank, Banco Santander, and there are other banks that are big in the area. I don't know who the Philippines would have. I've got to call my guy who's doing ministry over there to see where in the Philippines. I would just say, think in terms of the largest bank of the Philippines. The largest one or two banks probably is going to be the way to go. Is there a Redemption Center there? I don't know. If there's an HSBC, that's where you want to go. If there's an HSBC in Manila or another city in the Philippines, that's where you want to be for that exchange. All right, so here's what we're getting. They were expecting at the Redemption Centers today, which they were in for a six-hour training. Even if they were trained, there are new currencies that have found their way in to this first and only basket. Say what? That's right. First and only basket. Have you guys been listening and catching a few things on Newsmax or One America News? They've talked about this being a reset. President Trump's used that term, reset. Is that code for a global currency reset? Maybe. But it's also a reset of a lot of different things. And that's what we're coming up to right now. We're in it. All right, so I'll get back to the Redemption Center in a second. The thing that's significant today, and this is really part of Nisara, is that the system of law that we've been under, the British Admiralty rule, the bar, that type of law is gone today, and tomorrow we start common law. Now, common law is part of Nisara. Now, they may leak out certain parts of Nisara without giving us full explanations of it. They very well could do that. What's another great thing, part of Nisara? Our new currency. We should have that in the next couple of days. The USN is the digital version. The USTN, United States Treasury note, is the physical folding money that we will have. So you got USN on the screen for 4X, and then you've got USTN, the physical currency, instead of the Federal Reserve notes that we have now. Information that we get, we've got some connections that are very much part of the U.S. Treasury. So a lot of times we'll get some information that'll come directly from Scott Bessent's office through one of our cohorts that works with him. And it looks like what the redemption centers are expecting, they were told they might have an email, this would be from Treasury, today at 5 o'clock before they left to go home, or if not, it would be in the morning. Now, my thinking is most of them will come in at 9 or 9:30 tomorrow and come in and fire up their computers and see that email tomorrow morning. That email is supposed to tell them when notifications will come out and, as a result, when first exchanges are expected to be made and where ZIM is to be redeemed, when it is to be redeemed. So we didn't get it tonight at 5, no email, but tomorrow morning when they go in, it should be there. Should be there waiting for them in their inbox, and they'll fire it up and they'll see what it says about the timing. Now, this is what we're getting from the sources we can talk to. Most of them are on the same page talking about us getting notified Wednesday afternoon-ish and setting appointments tomorrow. That would be Wednesday afternoon, setting the appointments for Thursday. I know what you're thinking. Charlie Ward's Thursday. Mm-hmm. Well, it may be the case. It may be the case that it is this Thursday that we go in for our appointments to exchange, to redeem ZIM. And I hope so. I really think that it would be great, and I hope so. Because we've been pushed, guys. We have been pushed. A day here, a day there, and seemingly for a long time, I know. But they have everything finalized. Let me think, what was the last thing that had to occur before this happened? There were a couple of things, and I understand now, even right now, from one of our sources, that there's one more thing that needs to happen before we get notified. And it should happen either tonight, overnight, or in the morning. I don't know what it is, though. I'm not sure what it is. All right, let's cut to where President Trump is. Remember, he flew out after doing a press conference. He flew out yesterday out of Andrews Joint Air Force Base to Saudi Arabia, Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. But before he left, remember I said something about an earth-shattering announcement was going to be made? Well, the earth-shattering announcement was the executive order to reduce the cost of medications and prescriptions so that we would no longer be paying way high rates Well, some a lot of the other countries are far lower than we are. That's an executive order. They're going to take some time to work on that, but we should see some results from that, and that's going to save us a lot of money in Medicare and Medicaid. And understand this, the press has been lying about it, unless you're tuned into Newsmax or One America News. Those are the two I watch. Here's how it's going to work. When you're paying for prescriptions and you have a prescription plan, you know, that it's important to know they have no intention, Congress has no intention of limiting benefits to people on Medicaid. That's basically government health care. That's what that is. They'll still get those benefits. There'll be no reduction in benefits. Medicare, same thing. There'll be no reduction in benefits. And really realize our Medicare is coming out of our Social Security now, if you're of that age and you're getting social. But my understanding is that that will no longer come out of our Social Security checks every month, or our direct deposits, really, because that's what it is, direct deposit. So I don't know when that's going to start, but that's something else that will bump our Social Security payments up a little bit. But the big thing is that President Trump is well received in Saudi Arabia by Prince, Mohammed bin Salman. Mohammed MBS is what they call him. Mohammed bin Salman. And he's a prince, and gosh, he and Trump get along famously, beautifully. They have a real friendship. There's a bond there. And that was a great first place to go in Riyadh. And Riyadh in English means Ray, R-A-Y. So they're in Riyadh. If you guys haven't heard the speech that President Trump made today, I think it's his best speech for unity, for progress, for economic security, everything that he talked about. It was great. And I think it'll go down as one of the best presidential speeches in history. It was that good. I'm glad I got to hear it. And he was going to do another speech at about 8 o'clock, I think, Eastern tonight. But, you know, his plan is, okay, he got Saudi today. Tomorrow he's meeting someone else in Saudi Arabia. Can't remember who it is right now. And then he's going to go from there to Qatar. Yes, Qatar is trying to give us, not the president, but the United States, a 747 jet that could be retrofitted and made to be Air Force One. Now, individual, the president's not allowed to take that kind of a gift personally, but can their military give it to our military? I don't see why not. Look how many planes we've given to other countries' militaries. Look how many fighter jets we have. We've given a bunch of that to our allies. So, you know, it's different. Yeah, it's different. Taking a jet and retrofitting it, you got to repaint it, you got to fix it up inside like Air Force One wants to be, and then boom, you know, you've got a beautiful new 747. So, maybe that's what's going to happen. Some people don't like it. A lot of people do. So we'll see what happens. Not a gift to the president. It's a gift to our military. That's how it's been stated. So we'll see how that all comes out. But what's interesting is that the president's going to meet with Qatar. Let's see, is that tomorrow or the next day? Let's see. It's a four-day deal starting today, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So I think tomorrow he'll be in Qatar. And it is Qatar, not Qatar. We've been over that, you guys. There are still people on even Newsmax, and definitely people on One America News that aren't pronouncing it right. We don't have to say Qatar. We can just say guitar. It's like guitar, you know, it's G, but with a C. Qatar. Qatar. Guitar, Qatar. Okay? Think of it that way. So you've got that. Then the next day, which I think would be Thursday, you have him meeting with the United Arab Emirates, UAE. And all of these, what he was there today was with an economic conference. He was speaking to an international economic conference in Riyadh. And they were, you know, investor conference. Investors from all over the Middle East were there to attend, to listen to President Trump and what he's trying to do to lift up the Middle East and put pressure on Iran to make sure they do the right thing. Now, the last day, he's going to be in Doha. That's in Qatar, isn't it, Doha? Yeah. And the UAE, United Arab Emirates, on Thursday. And then there's a possible something either Thursday or Friday working with coordinating peace in Turkey between Zelensky and Putin and getting that ceasefire made and making it something that will last. And they kind of want President Trump to be there and moderate that meeting. And obviously he should be there. I think it'd be great if he makes it. And we could get a really good final peace agreement out of that. I mean, President Trump wants peace, you guys. He doesn't want to make war. It's killing him that we're losing 5,000 young men and women a week in the war between Russia and Ukraine. I mean, it's just taking all these people out. It's terrible. He wants to stop. He wants it to stop. And I want it to stop, too. I think we all do. We're getting ready to enter an era of peace. We're getting ready to enter, under Jussara, 1,000 years of peace. Now, it's not the millennial reign, but we'll see how that goes. You know, can we actually do an agreement that all these countries have signed up for that can actually maintain peace between us? We've got a ceasefire between Pakistan and India over that area, you know, where the water is, that they've been fighting about back and forth for probably 50 years. Russia and Ukraine, peace in the Middle East with Gaza, and, you know, and then we've got Iran agreeing. Oh, by the way, let's go over to some currencies. Let me tell you some of the new currencies that have been added to the first and only basket. Ain't going to be no second basket. This is it, okay? We know about South Korea. That's a won, W-O-N, won. North Korea probably has their version of the won. Those two countries, North Korea, South Korea, are both going to be in this reset. Now, look for North and South Korea to merge again, just like Vietnam did. Look for that to happen. That's been orchestrated for a while now. And they say now that you can go freely between those two countries, North and South Korea. I can't prove that. I've been told that. So whenever that's to occur, that could be also part of Jussara. Okay? North and South Korea together. All right, other countries. China with yuan is in the basket. We kind of knew that, didn't we? Maybe. Also, Thailand, Myanmar, which I think was called Burma, if I remember right. Thailand, and it may go back to Burma. I don't know if they'll keep Myanmar or not, but it may go back to the name Burma. I don't know. Thailand, that, the two, and there's probably one more I may be forgetting. I was questioned about Taiwan. Taiwan, I don't know. I don't know if it's on the Chinese yuan. And I'm pronouncing it yuan. It may be pronounced yuan. It's spelled Yuan. That's China's currency. Gold backed. Yep. And so there's a couple of new ones, two or three new ones, that have made their way to the screens. And all currencies around the world should be tradable on Forex. Now, we haven't seen the latest Forex screens that came up Sunday night. Today's Tuesday. But I have to believe that the Iraqi dinar is up there. And, you know, we have a really good rate on the dinar if you go to the Redemption Center and if you have projects, even if you have ZIM. You can still ask for the contract rate on dinar if they don't offer it to you. If they offer you, oh, I don't know, let's say 30, 35 bucks on the dinar off the front screen of the Redemption Center, you could say, I understand that, excuse me, ma'am, I understand that there is a contract rate for the Iraqi dinar. And we look into that. And she'll say, yes, yes, there is. She'll go to a back screen, and she'll see a rate that's maybe 2.5 to 3 times higher than what the front screen rate is. So I know it's not all about rates, you guys. You know that. But if you only have dong, it'd be kind of nice to get the highest rate possible. If you had only had dinar, same thing. You definitely want to get the contract rate. And, you know, for so long they say, oh, you know, well, you know, if you have ZIM, you can just take a lower rate. Well, it's a win-win for everybody. It's a win-win-win. Win for you, win for Wells, and a win for the country when we take advantage of a higher rate. And President Trump was the one who set all that up. He is the one that asked Iraq to move up their oil price that they're selling it at so that we could get a higher contract rate. And I want to say right now, I don't try to be super political. I think you guys know where I stand by now after 14 years. You know, I just think we have to look at this and see everything that President Trump has done in the first 100 days, now maybe 110 or 20 days, and just marvel at it and just say, man, he is on fire, and he's just getting so many things done. He does so much in a day that most presidents wouldn't be able to get done in a month. That beautiful big bill, hopefully that'll pass. And if that happens, we want it done by Memorial Day, and President Trump's deadline is kind of July 4th. So hopefully these guys will continue to mark it up and get that bill done, and we'll get the tax cuts. And listen, it's very possible, you guys, when Nassar comes out in full, whenever that is, that they say, hey, there's no more state income tax. There's no more federal income tax. I really believe that's going to happen. We'll go to a consumption tax, which is either 14 or 15% on new items, and it's inboarded in the cost of goods. It's put in the cost. It's not on top of it. It's into the price. Half the revenue would go to the federal government, half would go to the state. That's how it's set up. It's called a consumption tax. It's similar to the value-added tax in Europe, which is up around 20. Last time I went to Europe, VIT was 17%. But now I think it's gone up to 20. But This consumption tax is something that we'll get very used to. Some things will be cheaper. A few things might be a little more expensive, you know, but it's not going to be a problem for us. It's going to be a lot easier for us that have money to buy $1 million worth of stuff a year than to pay $10 million in taxes a year. I mean, who knows, right? We don't know what that would be like. But I'd rather just consume responsibly, give people money, rebuild America, rebuild internationally, help the veterans and the Veterans Retreat Network, and help pastors, teachers, and evangelists in the Pastoral Retreat Network. So, we're looking good. It's not absolute, because it's hard to get confirmation, but really good sources that we have, some of our best, are saying they're looking for us to get notified tomorrow, set appointments to start exchanges on Thursday. And to tie that in, we've got bondholders that are also being told that they will have access to their accounts on Thursday. So I think they're trying to tie that in to where we have pretty much a shotgun start, pretty close. You know, they're getting access to their funds as we're getting access to our appointments. And then our funds will come the same day. So we're real close to being a shotgun start if that goes on like that. Now, in the meantime, Sue is still available for two things, the MedBed 100 and the Quantum 100 course. Quantum Leader, Future Founder, we shortened it down to Quantum 100. So if you're interested in either of those, each one of those is $100. You can send Sue an email to Integrated Minds, IntegraTed Minds, MINDS, at hushmail.com. Put your name and cell phone number in the body of your email, and then in the subject line, put MedBed 100 plus Quantum 100 if you want both of them, or just put whatever you want in the subject line about that. Now, what about the new course, the INDI course? You'd want to put that somewhere in that email, but put that in the subject line too. INDI, it doesn't cost you anything yet until she sends out invoices for it. But you want to let her know, hey, I'd like to be there next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at 7:25 p.m. for an hour and a half class each of those three nights. Now, that happens if we don't have numbers. But if you're interested in it, which I think sounds like a great class, just put INDI and in the email say, I'm in. I am in. I'm good for it. I'm in. Let's do it. But she needs to get an idea of how many people come to class. All right, let's see if there's anything else of relative value. You know, guys, we really, it's not all about dates and rates. It's not. But I know as much as you, I'm interested in the rates. I'm interested in when we're going, obviously. We're at the point now we're so close to this going, we just have to let it happen, let it come to us. That's kind of what I'm looking at right now. So let's just look forward to that. Now, I'm so glad Bob was able to join us tonight. And I want to thank Sue for helping me with the call tonight, and doing everything she always does with the teaching and with the praise reports and prayer requests tonight and her segment. And I'm glad Bob came in and I was able to get some intel out. It's good. It's really good. And I think I enjoy the fact that all of you have been listening to the call, probably a lot of you for a long time, some of you maybe for 14 years. But I want to thank the satellite team, thank GCK, thank Jeannie, Pastor Scott, and everybody out in Big Call Universe for listening for 14 years, as our audience has increased quite a bit with the use of the satellite system, the Starlink satellite system, which is a real bonus. You know, I didn't count on any of that. That was a blessing that came to me, came to all of us, really. So I'm going to keep an eye on President Trump's visits in the Middle East and see if we're going to get any Nisara-specific announcements in the next few days. We did get the one announcement he talked about. There was an earth-shattering thing about the executive order to reduce prices of drugs and medications and all of that. That should be taking place here soon when they figure out how they're going to do it. And I know they've got it kind of semi-figured out already. And then after the exchanges, we can look forward to the med beds. And I'm really looking for it. You know, I'm looking very much forward to it. And, you know, all of you can put six people after yourself, at six people that you can recommend for it, for the med beds, when you go in for your med bed appointment, before you go through your interview process. You can do up to six people. Make sure they know about it, so if they get a phone call, they don't freak out. You know, make sure they're aware of it. And some of them will see you, probably, some won't, but some would see you afterwards and see the changes that were made and realize, hey, this is the real McCoy. This really works. So, let's go ahead and pray the call out. I know I talked a long time tonight, but I just felt motivated to put that out. So let's pray the call out. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for everything that you brought us today and tonight. Thank you for Bob. Thank you for Sue and everyone else that helps the Big Call. Thank you for the SAP team. Thank you for all of Big Call Universe that's getting this call and listening. We pray for President Trump, his cabinet, the First Lady, Melania, and everyone else that's doing the right thing, finally, for America. Thank you for all that you've done in our lives. Thank you for the blessing that is right around the corner from us. Help us to receive it and put it to great use according to your will. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great day tomorrow. Let's see what happens, and we'll see you on a call on Thursday night. Okay, here we go. Turning off the recording. God bless you.